Well, hello. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, thank you, Sheila and Brad, for being here on Radiant Creators. We're talking to Hemp Paste. Well, I guess hemppaste.com. You know, I think, I'm not sure that's your exact company name, but that's what I know you as. I was introduced to you guys by Ken Rolla. He said that it was amazing stuff. You should try it. And I know Ken Rolla, so he mentioned that to me, and I got some a while ago. You know, this is not my first bottle, I can tell you. And it's extraordinary. And so right now in the world, we've got endless CBD craze. But once you go hemp paste, you never go back. So thanks for being here. So if we could, well, if you guys want to tell us a little bit about just, you know, the roles you play over there at Hemp Paste, then of course also how Hemp Paste came to be, because it truly is a unique product in the hemp world.
So my name is Sheila. I am the director of distributors with Hemp Paste by MyNutra. We all have many hats in this business, as most entrepreneurial businesses do, but I am mostly a director of distributors. I also work on marketing, customer service, just making sure that the ball keeps rolling and everything is run smoothly. And then, Brad, you should tell them what you do.
Well, my story is so long. I always try to keep it down to 30 seconds, which is really difficult. Because there's a lot of history behind our company. It started out as a way to help people, and it still is that, but it was purely by donation. We were trying to help people with cancer, and there's some really inspiring stories that I would love to tell you about. But I, like I said, it's really difficult to keep it down to a shorter time frame. But in short, people have made us their friend, you could say. We've developed a lot of beautiful relationships with people. And because we've seen people's lives change. And throughout the years, since 2012, when we first started doing this, it has changed a little bit. You would think it changed a lot. But what's funny is we were very fortunate in the beginning days to nail the product perfectly, because the plant's perfect in its natural state. And what that means is that when we first started, we were thinking, well, let me back up a little bit. My dad had Alzheimer's, and it was very difficult on a lot of people in my family. And so what we were trying to figure out, what can we do? What can we do? And there was this guy that said, hey, try this marijuana oil. And I'm like, I don't think my dad's going to go for that, for one. And for two, I mean, like, it was just complicated. My family was going to probably make me the official black sheep of the family if I did do that. But long story short, that's what happened. And I didn't become the black sheep of the family. I ended up being the hero of the family, which was like, so you can tell I'm emotional, because it was a huge season of our life, because I don't know. See, that's why I don't like getting in front of video, because I get all emotional and
it's and great. All that.
But long story short, it was a miracle for my dad. And my mom said, she goes, Bradley, I got to get a hold of my feelings here. Sheila's going, psh, psh,
psh. I love this story.
My mom said, Bradley, she goes, you know, the greatest thing you ever did was to give that to your dad. And I'm like, gee, thanks, mom. That, you know, getting my dad stoned. and back then, you're like, stoned. Well, hemp paste doesn't get you high. But unfortunately, back in 2012 and 2013, we were dealing with strains that were high in THC, and very low in CBD. If any, there wasn't really any CBD out there. And it was a really scary time in our life because I was part of the Stanley Brothers, Kelly Rolla, and all those crazy guys that started this whole industry in Colorado. And that's where it all started. In fact, the beginning days, we actually gave out, we created this. I can tell you this story now. It's yes. So illegal. It's like, by the way, people out there, don't be judgmental because we were out trying to help people. If you know the
mission statement.
Yeah, it's a good story. But what we did was because it helped my dad so much. I'm a web designer back then, and I built this website and I told the whole world about it, and I put a shopping cart on it and I made it look real because I was going to flip it, you know, flip a website. And what happened was this lady in Texas, she found us, and that's kind of my job. I'm supposed to make the website pop, you know, on SEO and all that. And she found us and she was crying on the phone. She said, I got 4 kids. I'm dying. I've got stage 4 cancer. And I'm like, stage 4, I didn't even know what number was 3 and 4 or what. I'm like, stage 5. I had no idea back then what this was about and how it helped people. But she, that lady in Texas, threw me in the fire. She goes, can you give me some of this? And I'm like, she's crying on the phone. And I'm like, you know, it was a really tear dropping story. And I'm like, and my wife's going, nope, you're not doing this. You're not going to go down to Pueblo and to a dark alley and buy pot. You're just not going to do it. And that's what I did. I jumped in my car. I guess how I found them. I looked for people selling lights, grow lights. And I was like, how can I find a, because I, you know, I'm not a goody two shoe, but I'm just don't hang around with marijuana smokers, you know? And it was just a crazy story. That lady in Texas told everybody it cured her cancer. Her glaucoma, or what do you call that? Cataracts?
Cataracts.
Disappeared on her. And we had nothing to do with it. It was the paste. And to back up a little bit, I'm giving you a longer story in 30 seconds.
Oh, no, this is all, it's why we're here. Okay. That's
why we're here. It's a crazy story. I mean, it goes from that story to people flying on private jets, the Mormons flying on private jets, landing on an airport, a private airport, and meeting me and buying everything I had. Uh-huh. I mean, all kinds of stories like this. Police officers, pastors. I'm sorry for the phone ringing.
That's just fine.
Every kind of walk of life was calling me from that one lady. And we gave the paste to her for free. My wife and I. And so that's where it all started. It all started just helping one lady. And she, there was people driving from Kansas. Like, this is a crazy story. This is why I'm emotional. It's because if you were there and experienced what we did, this is the beginning of it all. This is the Colorado movement. I was the second guy in this game. There was Rick Simpson and there was myself. And what I mean by that is what we did was we gave out over 3,500 jars of marijuana paste for free. And people would donate. And then, so what happened was, is we were getting 12,000, 20,000. It just started blowing up and people were just donating like crazy. And I'm like, so we, back to the beginning of the story, we had to create a fake shipping company. It was called Colorado. I got to get hold of myself. I'm emotional.
Oh, it's fine.
let me wipe up. It's leaking again. Anyways, we created a company called ColoradoShippers.com. And I don't know what happened to that domain name, but we had a website and people would call us and say, hey, can I get that stuff from you? And I'm like, oh, you mean marijuana? I was just obnoxious because I felt like a superhero that was bulletproof, that I wasn't going to get in trouble because I was helping people. And it was stupid of me, but let me tell you the other side of the coin. There was this CIA guy in Connecticut I'm jumping all over the place.
Oh, no, it's good. There's continuity to it. There is. Keep going.
That's how it happened. It was just all these things just going on all over the place. And there was this guy from Connecticut, and I, to this day, I promised him I would never say his name.
Mm-hmm.
But he had Lyme disease, and he worked for the CIA. And he took a lot of the paste. We were growing strains of higher CBD mixed with the marijuana, which was called Sour Tsunami. And again, we're not into the marijuana world at all. We were trying to help people with cancer, epilepsy, Lyme disease, PTSD, you name it. Everybody out there listening knows how many illnesses are out there. But back to this Connecticut guy, he said, Brad, you know, I you cannot tell anybody, I'll lose my job, you know? And I'm like, you can't tell anybody what I'm doing. I mean, this is a two-way road, you know? And so we were like, we buddied up on the phone, and I like cried telling the story. This guy was about to lose his job. He was so, his whole world just completely fell apart. Anybody out there with Lyme disease, you lose your wife, husband, you lose your job. People think you are just a chronic complainer. It's just a horrible disease. And this guy said, Brad, I owe you. I said, you don't owe me. We're just messengers. And this guy, I got to get a hold of myself. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
he said, I don't understand what he meant, but this is what I think he meant. He said, I have the power to prevent bad things from happening to you of what you're doing. Read into that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I had so many people calling me up, and just, like I said, we did over 3,500 jars within a couple of years. That 3,500 is illegal shipments through Colorado shippers to people that were dying. Big jars. I mean, they could be a four or five or not. They could be four or five jars at a time. And it just blew up. And then finally, this is where it all crashed. This guy, I can't say his name because of legalities, mm-hmm. promised me $85 million on a 40-year contract. And he says, we're going to do an IPO. We're going to take you initial public offering. We're going to create a shell. We're going to take a shell in Australia and create this big, huge, huge IPO. And so all these people are flying from Texas, and we're having dinners and all this amazing stuff. And he wrote out the contract for $85 million. And then he got greedy and he never signed the contract, but he raised millions of dollars on our company name called New Cure. If anybody's listening out there, that was the company that we started with called newcure.org. And so what happened was he was raising all this money, and people are calling me and saying, yeah, I just invested 85 grand. Or one of my friends, like 2 miles down the road, invested $35,000. And I'm like freaking out because I'm calling my lawyers because he never signed a contract with me, but he's using our company name. So this is back in the dark ages, you guys. This is when it was not legal. It was okay to, this is right when it was starting to be legal to grow plants
mm-hmm.
in Colorado. You could grow 12 plants. So to kind of wrap up this story, there's so many of these things going on at one time that we actually switched over, and we were kept growing genetic strains with Kelly Roller, different people that were the history of the Colorado movement. I was working with these guys, and we came up with a strain that I can't even remember the name of it, because you know we were more interested in the strain, but it had a higher level of CBD. So I went to the lawyers, back to the story. I went to the lawyers and I said, we have to stop this. And I contacted the FCC. I had to go to the Colorado State Attorney General and do video testimonies and tell them about this guy who was scamming all these people, millions of dollars. And this $85 million deal was all a big fraud. Mm. And so what happened was I had to shut down NuCure because I told on video, I said, I'm shipping out all these jars to everybody, helping everybody, breaking the law and all this stuff. And I'm crying like this. I'm doing this same stupid thing. You know, if you, like I said, if you were in this world, you would be emotional too, because mm-hmm. it's people's lives that you were saving. There was children that were relying on us. They were like, you know, if we had to stop giving them their medicine, which stopped their seizures. I mean, people who's listening, you can go to CNN Gupta 8 years ago. They'd had a big story on it, the Charlotte's Web thing. The whole, everybody knows that it stopped seizures. So there was a lot of people that were really relying on us. And so we were scrambling. How can we sell just a CBD strain? And they were passing these different laws at the time. The Farm Bill wasn't around because that was 2018. And so to kind of like summarize it all, we were lucky to be able to get product to people that was a low, very low THC, medium CBD level that actually was working. And so that's the story of how we, I mean, there's so many little other cool parts of the story. People driving their car, driving the car from Kansas with a baby that's dying of cancer. And my wife held a baby. And baby with cancer. I mean, it's like everybody was telling everybody, you know, hey, you got to go to Colorado and go to NuCure. And one time the police came over to our house. We thought we were done for. And the guy, the police officer, gave me a hug. We were like, we almost had heart attacks. I just had a baby. I had Samuel, my little boy. And we just had a baby and, you know, and life was great. And we're helping people. And the police come to our door and they actually gave me a hug. I told them what's going on. They didn't arrest me. They didn't do anything. I couldn't believe it. So anyways, but I'm sitting, Paul. I mean, again, people that you're listening to this, if you were back in those days, it was crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. All the fear. I mean, I had these people showing up at my door that were true like dealers, and they walk in with a backpack on them and they would bring in 5-10 pounds of bud. And I'm like, I'm shaking. I'm like, you know, cause again, my background, I'm not in
it. Oh yeah.
And, it was, you know, it stunk my whole house.
Hey, Brad, could you, tell us about the transition between NuCure and hemp paste?
Yes. Yes, I can. Well, because of this lawsuit and all this and everything, and NuCure is not exactly a great word because it's a claim, a cure. So there was a bunch of different reasons, but we switched that name to the name of the product, which was Canna Paste and Hemp Paste. Canna Paste is the higher THC and the hemp paste is the hemp high CBD. And so, excuse me, you guys. Okay, I'm all right. So we switched slowly as we were like trying to grow hemp in Colorado, where it's windy out in Payton, Colorado. It was a nightmare trying to grow hemp. And in the wintertime, trying to supply these kids with seizures and all that. So that's how we did it. We just basically slowly changed our strain. And then we fell into Panda Doggy. We were helping people with dogs with cancer, seizures. And so that's where our Canna Doggy division came in.
Yeah, I wanted to lift her up, which is to show because, yeah, it does, I can say it does wonders for dogs, especially if the dog is experiencing pain or if they have we've noticed with her as she gets, and other dogs, as they get older, if their hips bother them. So we've had, you know, phenomenal results ourselves. I thought out there.
Yeah, that is beautiful. When did you start giving this to your dog?
Well, it's actually been a little bit of an array of different hemp products. Not the hemp paste, the dog one too long, but it only a matter of months, really. So the thing is, because it's been on and off, it's been more of a, it's more, if the dog's having anxiety, like if it's the 4th of July, some dogs don't like that. Dogs that like to play, sometimes, especially as they get older, they can like, sprain a hip a little bit or something like that. It's very good while they're recovering. Just also for one thing, the skin health is a big deal. Eye health, really everything. I mean, it's just, putting a hemp supplement in those, in the food does wonders. We have found. Yeah. Yes. Especially with the, because everybody likes GLC, what do they call it? For the hips, like for the joints. Yeah, glucosamine. And sure, I mean, hey, of course, use that. Sure, but the hemp paste for that, or the one that's for dogs, will do, wonders. Also, it kind of fills some gaps that just glucosamine doesn't cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend whose dog is on his literal last leg, and he was just suffering from seizures, really big seizures that would keep him paralyzed for several days, not able to get up and go downstairs or walk at all. And so I went out and I gave him some Canna Doggy, and I just mixed up a tiny bit in some peanut butter because he wouldn't eat it otherwise. He was very picky with his food. He's at the point of life where the owners just give him like hamburgers and whatever's going to make him happy for the rest of his life. And so I'd mixed it up with some peanut butter, and I was there for 14 days. And by the time I left, it was like nothing was wrong with him.
Wow.
It was awesome. I mean, he's still old, but he didn't have any seizures while I was there. And he just was a completely different dog. He was playing with the other dogs. We had three other dogs there, and it was really cool.
Yeah. And I guess I'd ask the advantages of whole plant versus standard CBD. And I know that's covered on your site and such like that, but we are living in a world of CBD oil, which I think almost kind of, I wish the market saturation was not, I would say that it CBD stores of one kind or the other are about as prevalent as Starbucks, if not more now, and not all of it is the best quality. And having use several different types of CBD oil in several different ways, really, there's just no comparison. Once you go to hemp paste, you realize, CBD oil, nice, but there's just no comparison. No comparison. So what is this great advantage that hemp paste has that standard CBD oil does not? And then I might tag on the end of that also. I'd ask, now the original, I should say, like the original hemp paste had THC in it. It was just straight up weed, Yes, so how does the effectiveness vary between like, hemp paste that has like the THC in it, and then hemp paste that only has like a micro amount of THC in it?
And those are two loaded questions.
Okay, two loaded questions. I don't mean to be so loaded. I will say, especially if a person is not used to hemp paste, if you be careful with your dosage if you're not used to it, because get to know it first. Because I would say if you take a good size scoop of it, at least for myself, you're going to feel, I feel pretty darn stoned off my ass, to be honest with you.
I never get it. Yeah, it's different. And we've seen Brad's taken, he did an experiment just for his own research sake. Brad, may I tell a story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess I should ask permission. He took straight CBD isolate. So nothing else, no THC. It was just a powder form, right, of the CBD isolate. And he said he became high, but in an angry way, like it affected him. So he was an angry, mad, mean person. And his wife was like, please never do that again. But I think you told me too, that you felt high using it and it was just CBD. So it's, I say that because it's not, the psychoactive part of it is THC. That's the cannabinoid that is psychoactive. However, it all kind of works together, and affects your body differently. So we have to pay attention to our own bodies, and no matter what, you're adding something to your system. So it's going to affect it in some way or another. But Brad, you can answer the rest of that question. Sorry.
Yeah. And in general, just the question was, you know, what makes hemp paste better, the whole plant, and then also THC back when it was straight up weed versus now the modern hemp paste, which is somewhat domesticated.
That's a great question. Thanks for reeling us in. Because I, but there's just so much information out there. But the information that we're gonna give you today is I feel is very inspiring. Mm-hmm. And back in 2015, Dr. Russo, I was fortunate. He's one of the top dogs in the whole industry, he worked for GW Pharmaceuticals. I don't know when he quit. I don't know his full history, but in 2015, I was able to call him and talk to him briefly. And I forgot to tell you about this, Sheila. What it was I just asked him a couple questions. And one of the questions I asked him, I said, is there anything in this plant that needs to be removed? So instead of the thinking that where everybody has this thinking in a box, okay, what's the difference between this CBD, THC, and all that stuff? And, you know, what's the difference between hemp paste and CBD oil? The way I look at it is it's all about the plant, and the plant is just amazing. And everything in the plant is amazing. And as a pharmaceutical person, not myself, but all the guys that I've talked to over the years, they all say that you have to have a sequence of compounds in order to have a good result. You know, if you pull one of those compounds out, it's going to kill you, make you sick, or not work. And it's called the cascade effect. And so to answer your question, I'm trying to, believe it or not, it's the difference between the hemp paste and CBD oil is that what we're doing is we're staying with the complete genetic code of the plant. Where nothing's been removed and everything is important. That's the key right there. And what's even more important is what kind of strain are you growing? And if your strain is just an amazing strain, whatever that strain can do, that's call that 100% output. Whatever that strain can do, that's what hemp paste can do. And so any other thoughts, Sheila or Craig?
Well, did you want to kind of dive in a little bit more deep on what happens with the extraction? I know you touched on it a little bit, but the complete genetic code is one thing, but then how does that affect the efficacy when you're using just a full spectrum CBD oil? And I say that in air quotes because, you know, if you could talk about that a little.
Yeah, I'd love to. Here's the deal is the there's two very common misunderstandings, misinformation. One is potency, and the other one is full spectrum. Okay, so let's do that one, full spectrum. So everybody thinks full spectrum is full spectrum. I have a question. Where does anything come from CBD? It always comes from the hemp plant. It always comes from the whole plant. You know, and everybody's trying to like make it sound like it's full, but it's not. An isolate comes from the whole plant. An isolate is one compound. And it's so ironic about this because everybody's saying full spectrum and all this. And it's totally a misunderstood word. What full spectrum really should be is hemp spectrum, like the hemp spectrum, not full, because there's the full spectrum has been destroyed, that term, because everybody thinks it has everything, but it doesn't.
Makes sense. Because hemp paste itself, when somebody opens their, you know, first bottle of hemp paste, it definitely is a different experience. And I guess, well, I can't really show it here on the camera. People can see pictures of it. But when you open hemp paste, the first thing you notice is it smells like like intergalactic weed. I mean, it's pretty, I mean, you open it, it's, yes. this is, you realize that you're dealing with some serious, you know, voodoo here. It's amazing. So you smell the potency, you really get it. And anyone who's ever lived, you know, a promiscuous life and actually smelled marijuana, you know, well, they know that this is intense, right? And so if I could ask a little bit of how is this actually created? So the CBD oil, we know, well, it lacks the whole plant, but this actually is the whole plant, of course, and the CBD is included. So you've got everything in here yet. And like I say, this, I can't believe it doesn't glow, to be honest with you.
It's invisible right now.
Oh yeah, because we can't see it.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah, see, this stuff here, actually, you know, most of the time it's invisible. So make sure you put, you know, yeah, sorry. The green screen is has its pros and cons. Yeah.
That's cool. But yes, to kind of jump on that topic, CBD oil is made from the whole plant. CBD oil is made from hemp paste. It's hemp paste, the whole plant are the same. It's just extracted. So I love your analogy, because what you said was when you open it up, it's
intergalactic weed.
Yeah. A lot of people throughout the years have said, is this stuff legal?
Yes.
and let's jump back a couple steps. You made a statement that you have to be careful with your dosage. See, it's not, the hemp paste is not hallucinogenic. What it is, it's a neurological stimulator. It stimulates your neurological system. It connects with your CB1 and CB2 receptors. And because of that, it's kind of like a caffeine is, believe it or not, caffeine is psychoactive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a lot of things that's psychoactive that we take every day.
Nutmeg.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a big difference between the THC and CBD, and everybody knows, a lot of people know about that stuff, and I won't jump down that road. But just to let the viewers know, the hemp paste, you have to, with anything, you got to just take off slow with it. Mm-hmm. One scoop day one, two scoops day two, three scoops day three, and just find out your magic number. And some people get really aggressive and they think this is the greatest thing in the world. And they watch this video and they take a tablespoon of this stuff. Mm. Well, don't do that.
It builds up in your system over time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Just kind of, if you're a guy, I say, treat it like a Ferrari, see what it can do, but just don't drive it too fast at first, you know, just go start out slow and get the hang of the car, you know? So go ahead. Any other thoughts?
Well, we were talking about how you make it. So how is it? It's the whole plant. Is that the full answer you wanted to give for that?
Yeah. Well, without giving out trade secrets,
right?
Of course.
The jar, basically, we take bud and some leaves, just a little bit of leaves, because if we do pure bud and we add our ingredients to it, it's going to be too potent. We don't like it to be potent. Is not a good thing. People think potency is great, and I'll get into that later. You just take a larger dose, just to kind of summarize that. But what we wanted something that was about the size of a green pea, and all of our products all across all is the size of a green pea that comes out to be 20 milligrams. And that's a great dose to start out with, the size of a green pea, because the problem is if it's really concentrated, when somebody gets a little too much and they take it, they're like, woohoo, you know.
There's no going back.
THC or CBD or any of that. So our formula is, it just came out magical. It just came out the first time we made it. It was like, this just makes sense. This is cool, you know. And so to answer your question, Sheila, you're saying, what was the actual...
Well, just, I mean, the manufacturing process, I think.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I took too much hemp paste.
It's all right.
What we do is we take the bud, we grind it up, we put coconut oil and a vegetable glycerin kosher, and blend it all up and hop it into jars. and can it like grandma's jam. It's that simple.
I get it. Yes.
Yeah. On the mint version, we add food grade mint, peppermint. And that's by Plant Therapy. So if anybody is into the essential oils, check out Plant Therapy. They are amazing.
And I was going to say, it's important to note that it's an actual essential oil and not just peppermint flavoring. It has added benefits of the essential oil as well.
Yeah, big difference. And I guess one last thing about the actual, you know, the cosmic weed in HR. So THC, the old school hemp paste versus I'll call it like the domesticated hemp paste that we have now that doesn't have as much THC. If it was legal, you know, are there situations you would recommend the THC rich hemp paste over I shouldn't call it domesticated, but the standard.
We can call it canna paste versus hemp paste.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Canna paste versus hemp paste.
Well, here's the deal. Dr. Russo, which again is the world renowned top dog of the whole industry, says that both of them, well, especially Sheila, I wish I could quote him. Sheila's seen his videos too. But Dr. Russo says THC is kind of a terrible drug by itself. Mm. When you add just a little bit of CBD to THC, it's amazing. In fact, schizophrenia people should never take just pot, marijuana. It's not good. But they're actually using THC and CBD as a medicine for people that have schizophrenia. Do you see that? How crazy that is?
Yeah.
THC is bad. Put CBD with it, good. You know?
It balances out the THC effect.
Exactly. And it has the entourage effect. And it's the two counterparts together is like three or four different levels.
Right. So, they work together.
Exactly. And so let's take that and go the other direction. And let's say a little teeny bit of THC, which is non-psychoactive, because we're talking a fraction, under 0.3%. Well, that amazingly helps with the whole results in the hemp paste. The way that God or Mother Nature created this plant, however you look at it, God or Mother Nature, they didn't mess up. God didn't mess up. Mother Nature didn't mess up. It's perfect. Neuroscientists say it's perfect. So if we start doing things to it, extraction, that destroys the majority of the terpenes are destroyed through extraction, especially CO2. There are delicate cannabinoids like cannabinoid 17-5. Nobody ever talks about that one. Nobody really even knows about that one because, it's a precursor to a lot of the other cannabinoids. It's a reactant. So every single thing in the whole plant, the way that Mother Nature or God made it, is perfect. And when you start extracting it under butane, ethanol, alcohol, or CO2, you're basically messed up Mother Nature or God's work. And so that's why it's so, even the little THC, people, do not be afraid of the THC. I'm naturally weird. Okay. I'm not high on my product.
I'm on hemp paste right now too. We act very different. Brad, yep. Really quick. Since you brought up the correlation and the importance of THC with all of the other components of the hemp paste, of the hemp plant. I don't think a lot of people understand that our endocannabinoid system requires certain cannabinoids in order to use the other cannabinoids. So all of these CBD isolates, a lot of people say, they state, well, this isn't working for me. I've tried all sorts of different types of CBD oil. Like, I'm not going to try yours. Like, what's different about it? Which is basically the premise of your question, Craig. And what we've found is through research, through science-backed peer-reviewed research, is that your endocannabinoid system needs all of the components in order to use the components properly. You get more absorption and you get more efficacy, and the THC is actually, it's a non-negotiable. You need at least a little bit of it, which is why it's not scary when used properly. It doesn't have to be scary. So
yeah. Good word.
Yep. Yeah. And I think it's great too that a person can truly get all the advantages of the hemp plant without being, I'm just going to put it this way, you know, in my own words, even if they're very simple, you're not annoyed by the THC. Because for me, now I know some people, they love to be stoned. They love to be high. I'm just too, I don't know, driven and busy. It just, to me, it's like, it's just, it just pisses me off. It's a waste of time. I don't have time for that. You know, I wish I could relax maybe in my 90s, but right now I'm a little bit too uptight. So the hemp base is great because I get all the advantages of hemp and THC is in there, but it's this very, very manageable amount. And if you really want to, if you would like to feel the effects slightly, I would just take a bigger scoop and you're going to start to feel it. That's just my experience, you know? Because it's really a blessing to be able to get the, I think it's the only product that I know of where you get the benefits of the whole plant without being stoned, because, you know, I kind of think it's two different things. I mean, if a person wants to be stoned, well, there's ways to do that. But if you want the benefits of hemp, you know, for one thing, if you are, you're using it for whatever therapy you're using it for, it could just be enjoyment to feel, you know, better health, et cetera, you know, but especially if you're taking it for, let's say, anxiety, or it helps you deal with pain and you have to go to work every day, you know, well, you can't, or even driving. I mean, you can't be stoned and do that. So it really is, I have to say, quite the blessing, because it's helping people. If there's a downside to marijuana, like the real thing, the regular marijuana, is I don't think you're getting all, you're not getting everything out of it. If you smoke it, then the people who are smoking it to manage pain and such, they're only getting a certain aspect of it. And I kind of feel sorry for them, because I'm going, maybe if you really wanted to be stoned all the time, you'd be cool with it. But I would just find that to be, yes, now I'm managing my pain, but well, I'm just useless. I lay around and watch. I binge watch TV and get fat.
I will say, if you've never tried our can of chocolate, that seems to have more calming effects than some of our other products. It's tasty.
Yeah, it's really odd. Some of these enzymes and things work differently together, and they create plus, who doesn't feel better after eating chocolate?
It's true.
Every woman out there is like going, yep. I like your point, you guys. I was trying to remember, I was going to respond to something about, the THC side of it.
Yes.
It's such a minute amount. And you mentioned you like take a big scoop. Mm-hmm. I have something important to tell you about that. And I was talking to Sheila about this yesterday. When you're dosing with hemp paste or CBD oil, I want to say that you're going to get more of an accurate response on this next point that I make. If you take a half a scoop, you might feel a little bit more, less stressed, maybe something like that. I'm going to give you an example. You'll catch on in a second. Mm-hmm. So you take a half a scoop and you feel a little less stressed. You go to a whole scoop, you feel a little bit less stress and you feel a little bit creative. Mm-hmm. You go to two scoops, then you feel a little bit buzzed. And then you go to three scoops, you feel sleepy. And then when you go to four scoops, you pass out. You're not literally pass out. Now, those numbers I just gave you is different with every single person. So it could be two scoops, four scoops, six scoops, half scoop. You have to play with the dosage. There are different outcomes that you're going to get. You're going to get different outcomes. Let's say I'm going to create a logo. See this logo behind me? That's the logo. I actually made that logo when I ate five scoops of hemp paste. I think it was five scoops. Anyway, and I was in a really creative mood. Right now, I have zero hemp paste in me right now because I'm doing this conference and I don't want to cry any more than I do, because what it does when I take hemp paste, it makes me more emotional. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the person. So anybody that's listening to this, you do not judge what your experience is until you've experienced all different kinds of dosages. Because some people call me up and say, you know, it just really didn't do anything for me. And I get another person that says, they're like crying on the phone and they're just bawling saying, thank you, you saved my life.
After one scoop. Sometimes people will say, oh, I had one dose and I feel a million times better. And then other people need it to build up in their system for 10 days.
Exactly. Thank you, Sheila. So again, when you take, I'm not into the CBD oil thing, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But the thing about hemp paste is that you've got to find your magical dosage. And then it's not the same for every day. Just remember that. So some people have different problems. Some people are fighting cancer. Some people are fighting trying to sleep, you know, different things. So, for example, if somebody wants to sleep, I would say take 4 scoops 1 hour before you go to bed. You know, and we can get into all the dosing thing at another video. But just remember, you want to play around with it and figure out what is works well for what situation that you're in.
Time of day, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're talking about going to sleep.
Yep.
You might want to stagger your doses. If you require 4 scoops a day and you have no trouble sleeping, then go ahead and just stagger 1 scoop 4 times a day instead of all at once.
So do you guys make a, you mentioned hemp paste versus canna paste. So is there one of your product lines that has the, I guess like the standard amount of THC in it, or are they all?
We have 2 divisions. One is canna paste, one is hemp paste. Mm-hmm. There is a guy in Texas that's heading off the canna paste division. Our company in New Cure time was canna paste New Cure. Mm-hmm. And because of the, remember the story, we had to run from that. So that's when we switched into the farm bill, 2018 farm bill, and it was 100% legal under 0.3 hemp paste.
Gotcha. So all hemp paste is 0.3. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, and you mentioned the hemp paste chocolate. Well, that's got to throw in there. I mean, cacao itself is quite the magical and mystical substance, you know, seed, I guess you could say. And that'd be kind of neat if actually there was a hemp paste with cacao in it, like a nice little chocolatey. Ooh, that'd be kind of amazing. Maybe I'll just fire that up in my little mini blender sometime.
Yes.
So I like to ask, now I know people take, you know, hemp paste for a lot of different reasons, and just because, well, you want to, it's good enough. But is there like maybe a list of the top things you're finding that it's helping people with, like the top 5 or 6 or 3, you know, what's it helping people with? Like, because you guys are getting feedback all the time and testimonials. I'm just kind of interested. Yeah. What's it really working for people? What is it? Yeah. Where is it really working for people right now?
Yeah. I'll answer that for now. Brad has a lot of stories, but I'm the one that answers the phones now. So I get the pleasure of hearing a lot of testimonials. But one thing I want to mention with that is Brad already said, everybody's body is different. And what's really important for us to remember is that we have an endocannabinoid system in our body that reacts with this product. And to say that it works for a lot of different reasons sounds kind of like snake oil, but it's not when you do some research about the endocannabinoid system and what that affects itself. And our body makes our own endocannabinoids, and we supplement it with phytocannabinoids, which is in hemp paste. So I'll let you guys do your own research on that. But the endocannabinoid system affects, there's CB1 and CB2 receptors all throughout your body and your central nervous system. And it can affect your neurotransmitters, your skin, your organs, your digestive system, your hormones. So that being said, again, do some more research on your own. But that being said, I hear stories about people, it helping people through menopause, through constant migraines, through seizures. People will ask their doctor, instead of taking pharmaceutical pain medicine, they only are administered hemp paste, and doctors will allow that. And I don't know what states it's in, but we do have people with that. And what are those injections called when you have like bad spine injury or like knee pain? A lot of older people get these injections every 3 months. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Is that cortisol? Is that
it might be cortisol was what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure. So these other older people will say that they really didn't want to take the shots. They wanted to figure out a different way to do it, whether it's weight loss or eating something different or finding a supplement like hemp paste. And they're just trying all these different things. And they finally arrived at hemp paste and started taking that and have been consistently taking it without having to go the medical route of taking those cortisol shots every 3 months, saving them money, first of all, and of course their bodies as well. So those are just a few of the things. I mean, there is so much more. We help kids with autism, kids with, I have a friend who has a daughter with P-9 syndrome or 9-P syndrome. I can't remember which one it is, but it's a really, really rare neurological disorder where it makes it so she can't create her own hormones, including a sleep hormone. So she's very sleep deprived and she can't, her body doesn't regulate any of that. So she can have really severe fits. If you imagine yourself not being able to sleep for 3 days, how you would react, you know, and being a child, not knowing already how to navigate through life. So she started giving her daughter Canna Sleep, which helps her regulate her sleep hormones and also supplements that with CBN. And her daughter's able to sleep at night and she's had many more happy days. Yeah, it's very exciting.
That's so cool. One thing that I kind of said earlier, it makes being in this industry just makes you a better person. I know that I'm not a good person. I'm not saying I'm bad or good. I'm just saying it just changed my life personally, helping people and seeing their lives change. And it's so fun to see. I mean, I've seen crazy stories. I've been doing this since the beginning of the days. I've seen people, the most craziest stories. Like this one lady had this dog, and this dog was a form of seizures, was standing in the middle of the front room every certain time of the day, was standing there like a statue. Like this dog was on like a statue, and it could never jump on the couch. It was, you know, it's getting really, really old dog. And they gave it hemp paste, and the dog was jumping on the couch. It wasn't standing in one spot anymore. It wasn't having this freaky seizure anymore. And I mean, like I could just go on story after story, but
I just thought of three more while you were talking.
Tell one real quick.
Oh, well, I spoke to a gentleman yesterday who was telling the story about when he first discovered hemp paste and how his mom was at 89. His mom had fatal terminal cancer, and she was taking 12 medications every day. And she was telling her doctors, this is not how I want to live my life. I don't want to live my life on drugs. And her son came to her and said, you know, I know this is hemp and you don't want to be on drugs, but this won't get you high. And it's all natural and all that. And she trusted him and she took it, and she did take quite a bit of it because you need to, in those circumstances, you do need to take more than the average dose. That's what Brad was saying. It depends on the day type thing. It depends on your ailment too. And he had been consistently giving it to her every day. And while the doctors told her without medication, she wouldn't live to see another birthday. She lived another 3 years after that on hemp paste and no other medication. So there's stuff like that and she got to die pain-free, peacefully in her bed and not in a hospital. And that was really important to her. And so he was, you know, crying on the phone with me, being just so thankful that we still offer the product and that we're still kicking and, you know, helping people everywhere.
Thank you for that. I didn't know about that story.
That one just was yesterday. So
that's cool. Wow.
How about the artistic process? You mentioned that it does help a person. Well, a person will, at a certain dosage, will feel a bit of creativity. And so do you know of artists that actually actively use it as part of their artistic process?
We all know that you hear all the stoners going, dude, man, let's smoke a joint before we do, do a concert. You know, that's like way over here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right there. Okay. Well, what's cool about the hemp side of it is you're not in a hallucinogenic or psychoactive, whatever the term might be. We all know what it's, you're not high. And so what it does, again, it stimulates your receptors. And it's just a neurological regulator. And when I take it, I created this. I created the Happy Hemp Paste video. Has anybody seen that one?
Oh, it's great.
It's got a funny ending. And I don't want to give away the punchline. Anybody, just Google Happy Hemp Paste and watch that video. So I've come up with a lot of creative things when I want to. Like if I've got to write a script for something, I'm going to say, okay, I've got to do 4 scoops. And if I want to go to a business meeting, 1 scoop or 2, just from a new preventative medicine, you could say, COVID. I won't mm-hmm. get into that one, but yep.
Well, I can definitely say it helps people with their artistic flow. I mean,
yes.
You know, we've talked before, and, you know, the two people here at Radiant Creators headquarters, we definitely have, you know, it's been, I could do a more, you know, formal testimonial at some point, but it's been a big deal when it comes to helping with creativity, you know. I mean, for one thing, there are people who have, you know, smoked pot for creativity, like the street pot, you know, or I guess legal pot, basically, you know. The only thing is, though, that takes its toll. You can't, that's going to begin to have a negative effect on a person, I would just say. But hemp paste doesn't. And this is the thing, you can actually get the benefits of hemp. So I would say that if there's people out there who, you know, are smoking pot as part of their creative process, well, if you're, you know, a full-time artist, you can't be stoned all day. Well, I guess you could, but it's going to become difficult, or even smoking pot every day could become just challenging. That's maybe not so good, but hemp paste, you can just, yeah, this is a 4 scoop day.
Or it's a chocolate day.
Or it's a chocolate, get that chocolate. Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Replacement day. Nutrition and.
Oh, the meal replacement. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, it's something I ask. We've done so many, testimonials, basically. I can kind of scratch that one off the list there. So you guys do make more than just hemp paste at this point. And I have to admit, I'm not totally, you know, familiar with everything else that you guys are making. So what else are you guys making?
You want me to take it away?
Yes.
So we have, of course,
I'm going to grab something. Keep it going. I'm going to grab something, yes, and show you something. Keep going.
Okay.
So we have 4 different types of chocolate: milk, mint, dark, vegan, and white chocolate for everybody's taste buds. And then we also make a coffee, both decaf and regular. And then we just introduced a Kona coffee. It's 100% Hawaiian coffee mixed with our hemp. So you can brew your coffee, your morning brew can have hemp paste in it. So we do that. And then we also have hot cocoa, both regular or original flavored and peppermint flavored. And then we have cream products, which I really love the hemp cream. That's a really great, I hate to use the word gateway, but it's a topical cream that has the hemp paste in it mixed with some really awesome essential oils. And they're handpicked essential oils specifically for a purpose. And like Brad has this one recipe, the original hemp cream isn't a very old, we call it biblical recipe because it has frankincense and myrrh, cassia, and a bunch of other really, really, not elaborate. I don't know the word I'm looking for, but really great essential oils in it to help the pain from the outside in and to get into your skin immediately with the hemp paste too. So I like to say, if you have a lot of inflammation in your body, take hemp paste internally for people like who have rheumatoid arthritis or diabetes, and they have like swelling in lower extremities. Usually take hemp paste internally and then do the hemp cream topically and rub it on the affected area. And it's like a 1-2 punch solution for people. So we do that. And then of our edibles, we also have the SOS meal replacement shakes. We have chocolate and vanilla in that. So you can have your morning breakfast can have the hemp paste in it, as well as a bunch of nutrients that are, you know, you have to take care of your whole body, not just using hemp paste as ibuprofen, you know?
Yeah. Wow. I did not even know. So I'm going to have to like order a few things after this.
Oh yeah. Brad got the chocolate. This is our Hawaiian chocolate. So the ingredients are super pure in our chocolate. We use organic coconut sugar. And then Brad, tell me some more of those ingredients.
I think the Zoom, I have to talk in order for it to show the camera on it.
It's focused.
And we have four of them. This is just three of them. I don't have anything here, but I just grabbed these here. What was your question, Sheila?
Well, I was talking about how it had organic coconut sugar and other Hawaiian, very pristine ingredients. I wanted you to go on.
I took too much hemp paste again one day, and I decided that I was going to make a chocolate bar that I could make a statement. This is like a miracle bar because it's so healthy. And it actually tastes good because, you know, I could go for a Hershey's chocolate bar. Who couldn't, you know, M&Ms or whatever. But, you know, what's nice is these actually taste good. And they're the extreme top of great ingredients. Let me give you an example. We have Himalayan salt. We have organic cocoa butter. We have Chinese sweet tea leaf, which is actually good for your liver. The glucose index is zero, which it's beyond stevia or any of that stuff. I think it's going to be the future. I think a lot of people are starting to check out Chinese sweet tea leaf. It's a sweetener. It's like 40-1 or something like that. But what we did is we took the organic coconut sugar in all of our bars, which who does that? You know, it's not easy to make these bars because that coconut sugar doesn't want to turn into a liquid. And so it's kind of like a Kit Kat. It's got a little bit of a crunchy feel to it. Mm. So the bars are unique. They have kind of a crunchy feel. They're made with a crystally type texture a little bit because of the coconut sugar. And one of our bars has the Chinese sweet tea leaf in it, which is the vegan bar.
Dark chocolate vegan.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That one's my favorite. That one in the mint. And they're, you know, I break mine up into little squares because it comes as a solid bar, but it also comes in a little plastic bag inside the box. So if it melts, you're not going to ruin your bar in transit or anything like that. But I just break mine into 10 squares and I take two squares at a time. That's my perfect dose. If I take more than that, my creativity levels go higher.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Wow. Well, the fact that it ships without with melting, not hurting it. I don't know. That may not sound like a big deal to a lot of people, but when you live on Mars or in Southern Arizona, it's actually a big deal because because for a good part of the year, if you cannot get something sent here, that's not going to totally liquefy if the heat affects it. So it's nice that it can kind of,
let's use this as a shameless plug for our shipping department. They package all of our products to the very highest extent. Mm-hmm. They take great care in packaging every product. Every time I order chocolate, it comes in this box that there's ice packs, you know, I order ice packs to go with it. And then, they package it with shredded cardboard around it to keep more insulation and the aluminum packaging.
Yep. Foil aluminum. Yep.
Foil packaging. So they do their very best in every chocolate package, no matter where it's being sent to make it not melt. But that plastic bag around it, in case all of those other things fail, is really great to have. I haven't seen a chocolate bar do that.
I like it. Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that. Cause now that I remember, we have had things shipped. We just haven't ordered the chocolate before. And yeah, it did come in that kind of packaging. So I can say that, yeah, if you do live in a particularly hot climate, it'll work. Because it works when it comes here. So we are the test. Yeah. We talked about other products that you guys have, and that's really amazing. So the SOS, the meal replacement, is that also hemp protein in that, or what's in that along with hemp paste?
Let Sheila, you and I both jump back and forth on this one.
Yeah.
I want to give you a little history. Back in the crazy days, people were calling me, save my life, help me, I'm dying, my dad's dying, whatever story it was. I would spend hours with these people. You know, I'm not kidding. I'd spend at least an hour on the phone doing not maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours saying, you got a piece of paper and pen? You got to go buy chlorophyll. You got to go buy this, got to go buy that. And they just, you know, they just don't get it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the people to actually go out and go to the health food store and do those things are people that are really wanting to live, you know, so, you know, and I know that that's a long conversation too, but we decided, hey, let's get the best company out there that we can find that doesn't mine hemp, and mm-hmm. let's give them our hemp. They put it in the container and they ship it back to us and we put the label on it. That's what we do. So we have, I'm supposed to not, excuse me, tell you who the company is because they
trade
don't
secrets,
want
to, Brad, trade secrets.
I know. Well, it's not only that, it's the fact that they don't want their conservative side to be their, you know, partner with the Leaf.
Right.
Yeah. So they don't want us to, they don't want us to be shouting out their name, but I can tell you it's one of the top three best meal replacements in the world.
Mm.
And
you can view all of the ingredients on our website, brattyhempcase.com.
Yes. And if you look at the ingredients and you happen to have what that is and you look, whoa, they're the same thing, except it has hemp in it.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah. So,
wow. So it's really a substantial product. I like that because, and then the coffee. So you also have a coffee that has the hemp paste. So what form is that in? So if it's in the coffee, is that like, has the hemp paste been like dehydrated or something? Like what's actually in there?
Why are you pointing to me?
Well, I put some alcohol. You want to do that one or do you want me?
You can do it.
Okay, so here's the deal. The way they make a coffee with CBD is they take the big bean, they stick it in this big pan, they heat it up, they pour the CBD oil, stir, 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 and it infuses on the bean. The problem with that is when they grind it up and then they, whatever filtration or however they make the coffee, a lot of that CBD sticks to the bean. It doesn't come through. It's still stuck on it. Okay. Well, what we do is we take and decarboxylate, that means activate in a very specific, special process. And we put the actual hemp without the oil in it as a fine micron ground flour. And we mix it with the coffee grinds, the coffee ground, the ground coffee.
Mm-hmm.
and so when you flush it, you get 100%. Unless you have a really, unless you're using one of those filters that doesn't let anything through, but you get 100% of it. Whereas regular CBD coffee, you're getting maybe 50-60% of the CBD because it's stuck on it. It's been kind of burned on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we do recommend all of our coffees be used with a French press brewing method. I also just purchased an AeroPress, which I think would be really great for our coffees, Brad.
Oh, cool. That sounds good.
I'm glad that you guys recommend the French press because that is truly how all civilized coffee is made. So
don't get me started.
Okay. Wow. Well, we've been talking about a lot of stuff and this is great. And I thought I just want to talk about, so you created a little happy hemp paste guy. And that is, well, not only phenomenally cute, I do think that, there's right there, that it's funny. I saw a quick story. It's really important. There it is. I love it because, hemp paste is a great name, of course, for a company. And then also a little happy hemp character there. It's funny. These things are so important. And you guys really nailed it with that because here's a story about the guy who created Silk was in Boulder, Colorado. I used to, live there. And he realized that the name of the company is going to make a big deal because these guys were the first ones really doing it en masse like they did it, you know. And so one day he was at lunch with his lawyer. His lawyer had actually come up with it. Just says, oh, so it's soy and milk. How about Silk? They've been working on this forever and they couldn't figure it out. And his lawyer just goes, how about that? And oh, wow, that's just so simple. Thanks a lot, you know. Well, anyway, they used it. And a little while later, as the company took off, he actually, when his lawyer and him were at lunch again, he slid him an envelope, just says thanks on it, opens it up, it's a check for $1 million for that name.
Wow.
You know, because he realized that silk is what made silk work. It was the name. So hemp paste really makes it work. And the little character is so brilliant that I love the marketing, basically, because these things do make a difference. And I like that you're in a world right now of CBD stores and a lot of marketing towards, you know, I was going to call it marijuana, products. It's, I don't even like it. And definitely people who are more conservative, they're going to look at it and go, it's kind of a turnoff. But hemp paste is cute. It has a little character. It's got a great name. And I think it really does. Somehow, look at that. I mean,
we just 3D printed some little guys. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, who doesn't love that?
Yeah. Show it close, a little closer.
And, oh, yeah. So, yeah. So you guys are really, you know, one thing that the hemp paste is doing also is you're sort of, I'll put it this way, you're letting hemp speak for itself. Where right now, I'm not sure the message is always so great out there, but when it really speaks for itself, it's a beautiful, cute, adorable little character.
You're trying to make it not scary. Just like the logo behind Brad, it's very elegant. It doesn't really feel like marijuana, even though the leaves are there. We want to appeal to a large group of people. And yeah, that's what Brad's whole little happy guy. It makes it not intimidating.
Yeah, it's not like a skull smoking a huge blunt on a Harley that's on fire, you know, or whatever. Yeah. Wow. So,
well, thank you for that. That was a very nice compliment to our marketing skills.
Yeah.
But that makes me happy to hear you say that.
Oh, I'm glad. Happy. Be happy. So as we wrap things up, because how did you create Little Mr. Happy there? Because you did, of course, you had some hemp paste, but was that just an inspiration that just popped, or did you work on that for a while?
Brad's brain is a scary place.
Yes. Yes, exactly. My brain, I always make a joke. My mama must have dropped me on my head a few times. You know, I don't know. I mean, I made the world's largest ice tree 2 years ago in Colorado. It's 35 feet tall, between 35 and 38. We used a crane and all these sprayers, and we made at our hemp paste store in Colorado, up in Woodland Park, up on the Pikes Peak area. And we had tons and tons of ice. It took weeks to make this thing. So, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with me, but anyways.
Wow. So, so hemp paste actually has a storefront there, or is that a factory?
Right when COVID hit its hardest, we sold the building and moved everything here.
Okay.
So gotcha. Now we're a product of Hawaii.
Oh, wow. Product of Hawaii. Okay. So there is actually no hemp paste store front end, basically, other than, well, actually, let's talk about that. You guys have a unique way of, you guys know what I'm getting at. So I'll let you guys describe it. You have a unique way of sharing the Mr. Happy.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about the video?
No, we're talking about the Forever Free franchise.
The Forever Free franchise. Because I couldn't remember how that went. So I just said sharing the Mr. Happy. No, so with that, and yeah, if we could talk about that, because then also really, the happy packets, you know, I don't have one with me right here, but those are an incredible way to introduce people to it, because people are going to be interested. And the happy packet, maybe you have, give them one or two or whatever. Tell them, just take a pea size, you know, it is an incredible, and it has a little Mr. Happy. I should call it Mr. Happy, like little happy.
He's happy hemp paste.
Happy hemp paste. So you have little Mr. Happy hemp paste on the package. So it's this beautiful little silver package, you know, got little Mr. Happy hemp paste on there. And it's instantly, it kind of bypasses maybe some people's natural apprehension.
Right. You know, until you open the package and it smells like weed.
Yeah. When they open the package and they go, oh, I haven't smelled that since college.
Right. You know? Yeah. It's a nice nostalgic smell. And we just actually released the mint happy packets.
Wow.
So mint has become our highest seller in our Happy Packets and in our hemp paste. The mint, just if you have people who don't like an earthy taste, we'll put it that way, the mint really masks that and makes it really enjoyable. But with the Happy Packets, we have people who, it gives them a unique opportunity to try the product before they buy usually, mm-hmm. or we do have them in the retail store for customers to purchase, but we sell through distributors and they're really like small business partners. So we call them independent business owners, and they go into their communities and share with their world this product. And our whole mission is to help people. We want to help people help others. And that's where, you know, back in the beginning when Brad was talking about the history of hemp paste, that's where his roots are. He just wants to help people. And so with the community of distributors that we have, or independent business owners that we have, we're able to help a lot more people than if we just paid for advertising or tried to reach everybody in the world using standard practices. So that being said, we've created this little Happy Packet, and we have both original and mint flavored Happy Packets. And they're just an easy way to, like you said, to give out one or two and just have people try it with no risk. And really what we've been seeing that's really effective is to give people maybe like 4 or 5 packets, mm-hmm. and try it for 10 days consistently and monitor yourself at the beginning of that 10-day period. And then throughout the challenge, go back and monitor yourself again with those specific symptoms that maybe you were feeling, or all the things that the endocannabinoid system affects. And people don't realize how well it's helping until they stop taking it. So those Happy Packets, it's really nice for that challenge period to get built up into their system. And then they start to feel better and they're like, oh man, this is actually working. And then they're out, you know, they're out of their Happy Packets. And so it's a little bit of a marketing, but it's also a great way to just share it really easily with people and to not feel like you're giving away a large jar of hemp paste to your friend, you know, just to try.
Yes. Hey, here's a picture of it.
There it is. Yes.
This is the mint one. I got to keep talking so the Zoom will keep the camera on.
We can still see you. It's just your view.
Oh, it's just my view. Okay. So yeah, I you nailed it right on the spot. And the Forever Free franchise, in a way, we have a franchise because you get your own website, you get your own domain name. This is not a multi-level marketing thing. It's an actual franchise online, and we call it a FFF, Forever Free Franchise. I created that acronym on hemp paste, of course. And what it means is we're not regulated under the FCC because we don't charge money. So we don't have to have all these guidelines of a franchise, but we kind of run as a franchise. Because I mean, it's nobody out there in the world has a system like this where you get your own website, you can have people sell for you, and you can't build downlines of like stacking. You can't do that like an MLM, but you can build teams one level and they all sell for you, and it's great. And then they can do the same thing if they want, or they could just mm-hmm. sell for you. It's very flexible. Any thoughts on that, Sheila?
I was just wanting to reiterate, there's no membership fees, no order minimums, no, you know, a lot of companies, MLM companies really work on they get their money from the membership fees or the annual fees or whatever they want to call it. But we try to just do what's right and what we would want done to us, you know? So, we charge no membership fees and no order minimums. There's no requirement of inventory that you have to keep on hand. We just ask our distributors that they share it with the world. Like that's really with every business rule, I guess, that we have, everything that we do, we just want to go back to, we want to help people, and how can we do that best? So that's why we've decided not to make any fees like that, but we do have, we have a lot of people who get turned off by that to some extent because they just want to sign up for the discount, because we do give our distributors discounts for selling. But that being said, like, it's part of my job as director of distributor to check in with those people and make sure that we're giving them all the support that they need in order to share more product with the world. So while we don't have order minimums, we do have, like, we do want you to commit to it, you know, treat it like a job and do right by us by, you know, providing all these free things to you as well.
Yeah. Good word. Good word. And again, so we don't make people buy product, and everybody has to buy product to keep their distributorship.
Usually,
and
yeah.
Their own website with their own contact page with their picture and their bio and everything. It's like Texas Hemp Paste. Where do you live?
Oh, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah. So it'd be like hemppastearizona.com. You know,
that's radianthemppaste.com.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Radiant.
Yeah. Radianthemppaste.com. Around here, everything is a radiant something. So it's radianthemppaste.com.
That's yes, right. Sir. I knew that. I just, yeah.
Just testing me.
There you go. Hey, there's one thing I wanted to bring up.
Yes.
I just remembered. I'm the guy that's always, our human nature, what we do is when we walk into a store, here's an example. Which one do you want? So it's we're always comparing. That's what we do. Everything we do, we're choosing between TV shows. Well, how do I want this one? How do I, everything is comparison. Okay. So I focus a lot on comparing hemp paste with CBD oil. And I'm going to highlight right now just a couple quick highlights of why hemp paste is going to replace CBD oil. I know that sounds like a pretty confident statement. In fact, I'm going to up the game even more. Hemp paste is going to replace CBD oil. I stake my life on it unless something crazy happens to the world. And let me give you a couple reasons why. Imagine you're looking at a 70-acre hemp farm, 70 acres. This is just an example. They're all different sizes of hemp. The farmer has to cram 70 acres into a barn on harvest. You have a two-week window to harvest. Well, what happens is that a lot of the hemp ends up being left in the field and rots. Or they cram all of it into the barn. They stick dehumidifiers, fans, and everything to try to keep it from molding. This stuff molds so easy. You have no idea. My voice is going out on me. Sorry about that.
Right.
So there's mold, there's loss, there's cost. They thought they got smart. And they buy these big, huge machines to dry out the hemp. And it destroys a lot of the medicinal value. So drying it is a nightmare. The mold, a lot of the product, I'm not going to say this as like your CBD that you're taking has got mold in it. It has a high possibility that it was a very moldy plant before it was extracted, because it's just a nightmare. And we came up with a process that's the world's only process. Let me back up. Scientists, companies have spent a fortune trying to figure out how can we take this wet plant and extract the oil out of it. And they have come up with nothing. Nothing works. Even if they did, it would be stupid because it's so expensive to do such a process. So our process is the world's only process where we can take it straight from the farm, this is the punchline, straight from the farm, straight to the jar.
Yes, I get
it. You don't have to dry it. You don't have to dry the plant. In order to make CBD oil, the only way you can make oil again is by drying it, extracting it with CO2, butane, ethanol, alcohol, whatever. Our process, we can take the plant and run it through a shucker and just pull it right off all the buds into this machine and grind it up, stick oil in it and hop it into a jar and can it like grandma's jam. And it has, I don't know the exact numbers, but it's astronomical, more terpenes and delicate compounds, constituents, or I mean, first of all, CBD oil destroys the extraction process, destroys the medicine. The drying process destroys the medicine. There's an environmental footprint. We don't, I have to be careful about how I word this, but I'm going to say it like it is. We don't have an environmental footprint because we don't extract. That means we don't have any big machines or chemicals. So if you're a excuse my expression, a tree hugger, I mean that in a good way. It's just a popular term from, I guess, the 80s, I don't know, 90s. But if you respect Mother Nature, then you are obligated. I mean, I know this sounds kind of pushy, but you're obligated to buy hemp paste because you are not going to leave an environmental footprint by doing that. So you have an environmental footprint. You have no mold. No environmental footprint, no mold, no loss, no waste, no machines, no high-tech guys, and you get 100% output, and that's the way that God created it or Mother Nature created it. It's just like, back to my statement, hemp paste is going to replace CBD oil. I could go on and on and on by neuroscientist statements and lab testing and just common sense, but all these different factors, hemp paste is the future.
Yes. Yeah.
Reach it.
Yeah. And if someone wants to like to check it out, you can go to radianthemppaste.com and get some happy packets. Boom. Yeah.
For a low price of $4, you can try it for yourself.
Yeah. And you can give some to your friends because it's a great stocking stuffer.
Exactly. It is actually. Like, speaking of price though, too, just really quickly, since we do want people to purchase this product at radianthemppaste.com to try it for themselves and their friends. But it does become addicting where you try it, it works for you, and then you want to share it with everyone. You want your grandma who's having chronic pain, or your friend or sister or cousin, whatever. You have people in your life that you're going to think of with this product. We try to make it really easy to do that and cost effective too. So all of this talk about dosage and all that kind of thing, we kind of left out an important piece, which is, compared to CBD oil, standard CBD oil, you can take less hemp paste for the same result. So you can take less hemp paste for the same result. And that being said, your $4 happy packet may last you 4 days, you know? So that is, if you try to compare that with anything else on the market, it is outstanding. There is no way you're going to get that anywhere else. So we really try with the sample sizes and then our full size products to price it competitively in the market and also give you a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, I'm going to put you on the spot. Okay. Sure. Okay. Can you guess why we can sell our product so much cheaper? What's that TV show?
You can sell it so much cheaper because you don't need, you don't need to extract the CBD, right?
He did it.
Yeah. Did it. That was the right answer.
Yeah. You guys, especially, you have like, you know, like next to the field, you have this barn that has like an old Volkswagen Bug powering a bunch of Vitamixes that then kind of goes to a still that looks like a bunch of rednecks made it. And then bam, grandma cans it and it's done.
Grandma knows best.
Grandma He's knows been best. Stalking you.
Yeah. I got one for you. This now, if you're a cannabis smoker, please laugh, okay? Okay, because this is not to offend you. It's to be funny, okay? But I came up with a T-shirt, and it said, God created the cannabis plant, but the stupid devil smoked it. And it's kind of ironic because if you look at it, we're smoking this plant and destroying it. When you eat it, you get the whole medicinal value of it. So a little food for thought.
Yeah, and it's a great thing. And like Sheila said, when you start using it and you have benefits, then you want to share with people. And truly, that's why, you know, that's why we're doing this. That's why I wanted to have you guys on, because I thought it'd be the best way to introduce people to it. Of course, I can give them happy packets, but also I can say, hey, we interviewed them. Check this out.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. And you can buy all of these products that we've spoken about at radianthemppaste.com.
Yeah, one of the coolest sites on the internet. And I thought I'd just mention, I guess as we wrap things up, if there's anything in closing you guys want to mention, of course, mention that. But also, Brad, if you want to, if that's okay, when you edit this, if you want to put the Happy Hemp Pays video at the end, then just do it right now. You know,
that sounds great. Yes, mm-hmm. That sounds great. And also, since we're cutting right here, hey, guys, I went a little bit on the emotional side. Do you want to do just an intro again, or did you like that kind of stuff?
I like it. I mean,
I like it too.
I like it. I do, because it's honest, you know?
It really shows it.
That's what I see. And, you know, and me being a guy also, emotions to me are like drinking bleach myself. So, I mean, I tend to be like, no. So, but... But it's a good thing. I think it's very altruistic.
Okay, I'll leave that part in there too.
Still need to say a thank you.
Hey, thank you guys so much. I had fun. I haven't done this. I haven't done a video conference interview in quite a long time. Just because I run from them, because I just get nervous in front of the camera.
So Craig, you're very special. I hope you know that. Wrangling Brad to be on camera. What's your dog's name?
Oh, this is Fats. Fatz. She's just a little blues player. You know, she's happy.
Cute.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been after Brad for a while. You know, finally happened to by chance hit him on the phone. And then he said sure, and then eventually we got you guys lined up. So, you know, here at Radiant Creators, I would say 90% of Radiant Creators is scheduling and getting people. And so, you know, it's one of the things I would, there you go, there's a little life coach advice for people. Keep after it if you want it, you know, keep after it. And eventually one day everybody's in the same room and you make it happen. And so is your little producer chihuahua.
I want to run upstairs and grab my dog, but I won't. We have a Canada doggy.
Really?
Well, he's our mascot. He's not in a can, but
his name's Charlie, and he is very cute. Isn't he a Cocker Spaniel?
Yeah, he's a brown Cocker Spaniel. He's really, he's 4.5. He's a cute little guy.
Hello, my name is Happy Hemp Paste, but you can call me Happy. I am from a large family, and we are growing like weeds. I have a story to tell you. Did you know my family and friends are put in an extraction machine and turned into an oil? So sad to see them like this. CBD oil is a big, big mistake because a lot of the medicine is destroyed through chemical extraction. After extraction, my friends and family are then thrown in the trash. And if you were to see them like that, you would see that they still have a lot of life left in them. Why would humans only use our oil when the whole plant has so much more to offer? What a waste! Neuroscientists and experts will tell you that the whole plant is much, much better than CBD oil. Did you know that science has discovered that CBD oil is damaged? Many of the important healing compounds evaporate during extraction. Did you know that hemp paste uses no machines and no chemicals, so there is no damage done, and the cost to make hemp paste is thousands of times cheaper? This means I can help a lot more people, and I leave no environmental footprint. This medicine will now be affordable to the whole world. Oh yes, I am so much better than CBD oil because my paste has no waste, because I am whole plant-based. Only 2 ingredients in every jar. My flour and coconut oil. The most natural form of me ever. Here, try some.